Hello, podcast guests. This is DC, and I would like to thank you for stopping by to check out my podcast, Dawn's Desk, motivation and encouragement episodes to restore, revive, and refocus you for purpose living. Please contact me on my many social media outlets, Facebook, IG, and YouTube. You can find me under DC Roberts Nash. My website, www.dcrobertsnash.com. You can also send me an email. Let me know how I'm doing and if there's anything you'd love to hear at dcrobertsnash@gmail.com. And the various podcast stations I am on are always noted within my podcast episode description. So I thank you so much for listening and blessings. Hello, everyone. This is DC, podcast presenter for Dawn's Desk, Walking in Your Purpose. Today is episode 3 for the 21 ways to develop your God-given purpose. I hope you started your day off with prayer and, as always, most importantly, meditation. So let's begin. Today's number 3 way of 21 ways is seek wisdom. Seek wisdom. What is most important in seeking wisdom is who your source comes from. It would be great if we could just go to any and everybody regarding counsel and seeking wisdom, but we cannot. We definitely have to guard our hearts and guard our minds, because everything someone has to share relative to wisdom may not be for us. And we also have to be cautious if the enemy isn't working or we're speaking to someone who's truly against us. I can remember about 10 years ago, my son had a school paper to write dealing with war and slavery, and he asked me to take him to the library. Well, we got in the car and I drove him to his, at the time, she was 85 years old, his great grandmother's house. And I'll say glory to God, my grandma Dukes has just turned 95, so it's just a blessing. But and so on, as we arrived at my grandmother's house, he asked, why were we there? And I explained to him that you want knowledge, you go to a library. You want wisdom, you come right here. And that's to your grandma's house. Now, knowledge is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. And that's just according to the dictionary. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge correctly. In this day and age, we all have knowledge right at our fingertips. I mean, you can simply go and Google and find out anything you want, be it good or bad. Some people think that they're certified doctors and lawyers just because of Google, because we're trying to be our own miniature physicians. So you can find so many things on Google just by searching. The sky is the limit. But truly having wisdom allows us to use that knowledge appropriately. Wisdom is thought to be something that comes over time or through experiences, but wisdom can also be imparted to us supernaturally through the Holy Spirit. It is one of the gifts of the Spirit, and it is a gift that is given to you freely from the Holy Spirit. But if we don't understand the power of a thing, we don't know to ask for it in our lives. Now, I know for some, in my information that I've shared thus far, you may be thinking that seeking wisdom is looking to people. And yes, my story about my grandma always means, well, now, Granny, she is a certified, Jesus is included in every portion of her being. I mean, everything that she does depends on God. What she does with her day, how does she seek counsel? She's not going to worry about anything because God's got it. Any decision that she makes, she goes to him first, and so on and so forth. She's an expert in that. And I didn't just take my son to grandma's house because of her age and all of the stories that she had shared with me about life for her growing up. I took him to someone that through grandma's knowledge, that which she had learned and experienced, through her experience, she gained so much insight and strength, and correctly understanding who the source of her strength came from, and allowing God to be in the forefront. And through her knowledge, she gained wisdom. And also through her experiences, she gained wisdom. And this way in gaining this wisdom reminds me of Solomon in 1 Kings. God had appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked him what he should give him. Instead of asking for riches or fame or glory of it all, Solomon asked for wisdom. The Lord asked him what he wanted, and he chose wisdom. He understood the power in having wisdom, especially wisdom in the Lord. And that's the most important portion of wisdom, is wisdom from our Father. I want to take a moment today just to share with you three ways to begin to seek wisdom in your life. I read this great article in the Meditation Experience website, and I just want to share it with you. And the first one is, approach God from a place of reverence and worship. See, wisdom is not possible without reverence and worship. And reverence is just simply defined as having a deep respect for someone, just a deep respect and gratitude for someone. And in order for God to impart us with wisdom, we must first be reverent and full of worship towards Him. Psalms 111:10 declares, the reverent fear and worship of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and skill. So just the fear and worship is just the mere beginning of how we are able to obtain wisdom from God. Number two is read the book of Proverbs. What we definitely know, if you are comfortable with scripture and you've read and kind of partaken in it often, is that Proverbs is definitely a book with so much wisdom in it. When I looked up as far as the defining of wisdom in the back of the Bible, out of those 10 verses, 8 of those were found in Proverbs. So if you want more wisdom from the Lord, I would encourage you to start by reading the book of Proverbs. It is so full of wisdom. And as you're reading, just ask God to help you understand. Have His word kind of meditate in your heart and seek Him and see what He wants for you to hear through His word. It is definitely a great book. Number three is believe and know that He can impart His wisdom to you. Now, God wants to bless you with wisdom. And since it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, wisdom is available to you. I said that in the beginning. Wisdom can help guide you in all areas of your life. Believe in your heart that wisdom is something available to you and God to impart it in you. And that is the most important part about just this walk over these 21 ways. If you truly don't have faith and believe that God can supply these things, be it your needs, be it more knowledge, be it more understanding, more wisdom, then what are we actually doing this for? But you have to believe that God can grant you that in order for you to receive the favor that He has for your life. Ask and you shall receive. Asked and you shall receive. Since Solomon chose to receive wisdom, God said, I will not only grant you wisdom, but also riches and honor beyond that which anyone has ever received. 1 Kings 3:13. God praised that choice and gave Solomon the wisdom for which he asked, but went above and beyond that and also gave him what he could have not asked for, what he could have asked for, but he did not. And that's just how God covers us. He gave Solomon, Solomon petitioned a request. God fulfilled it and gave him then some. And that's just truly grace and favor. And we thank God for that. And now if the text concluded right there, if that was the end of the story, then this story would be a true fairy tale, but it continues. Solomon was given amazing wisdom and used it quite well as king. But as this is such an important but, we also know that the word tells us he allowed his heart to be overcome with sin, namely adultery and then idolatry. And because of that sin, the kingdom of Israel split in two. Solomon was the wisest man ever, yet that wisdom did not protect him from sin, and it didn't enable him to be the king God's people needed him to be. Solomon's wisdom may have gotten him farther than the rest of us, but he still drowned. Solomon was a wise king who wanted to do God's will, but his wisdom, as great as it was, wasn't enough. We need a better king, a wiser king, a perfect king, the king. We need Jesus. Solomon's wisdom reminds us that we can never be wise enough. We can never be good enough, whatever enough is, on our own. It also reminds us that any other person we look to for rescue will not be that enough than God. We need more than a man. We need the God man. Only He is all enough for us. He's all perfect, all knowing, all loving, and the list goes on and on of everything God is in our all. If you are struggling with something today, I urge you to seek God for wisdom. Seek Him on wisdom on how to handle your situations, because so many of us try to run from them. We get tired of them. I had an issue today. I just wanted to run from it. I didn't want to deal with it. We can't just simply ask God to change or remove the problem, but rather ask Him for wisdom on how to deal with the problem. Because many of the areas that God wants to grow us in and prune us in equals us having to stay in the pit for a little while. Since that movie came out that I like, I call it the sunken place. Sometimes God wants us to be in the sunken place for a minute. Not so that we can rush to get out of life's storm, life situation, just because you may feel that it's too much. No, God wants us to learn something through this process. And gaining wisdom in the midst of life's storms, oh my goodness, that's just great news. At the end, of course, going through is definitely a challenge. But if we continue to seek God, and as I said, not having Him try to change everybody else, but change our heart, change how we see the storm, change how we see the situation. And with that, it just takes wisdom and knowledge. More importantly, because when we gain the knowledge and we put knowledge to good use, then we see our wisdom. Then we're able to tackle life's obstacles and situations as God has designed for us to have. So again, number 3 out of 21 is simply seek wisdom. I thank you so much for joining in. I hope you enjoyed this one. God bless you. I look forward to sharing number 4 with you soon. Blessings.